about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And now we are talking. I tell you, I love being on air with y'all. I want to thank GCN Live Genesis Communications Network for giving me a microphone at which and a platform for me to talk and teach and give you tinnitus, I guess, right? We got Kyle working the dials. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lots of interesting stuff to talk about. Apparently, they find that men are actually... Excuse me, do I really have to burp every time I'm on air? See, that's the problem. I ate really quickly. I forgot to pee. I should have peed before I... Oh, man. See, now I don't... You know, I kind of, you know, weigh my breaks, you know, but to run to the bathroom and, oh, man. You know, you can get a bladder infection, you know. Never hold your pee. All right? You know, a lot of you people out there that get bladder infections, usually women more than men, it's because you hold it. Like, I can wait one more hour. Oh, I can wait one more hour. That's taking a bladder infection. You got to pee. Now, I may bring in a little bedside commode or porta potty in here. I mean, you know, technically I am alone in the studio. You know, Kyle will turn away. No big deal. All right. But anyway, I got to pee, but that'll be later. Sorry, y'all. All right. We're going to talk about men are funnier than women. Really? You know, I think it's true. You know, guys always make me laugh. Women I never thought were funny. I was like, get out of here. I'm trying to talk to the guy. Right? You ever notice that? Right? You're, you know, kind of making a good conversation with a nice man. You know, you think he likes you. And all of a sudden your friend tries to get some attention, so she makes a joke. And you kind of look at her like, that's not funny. So I believe it. I think guys are funnier than girls. Absolutely. All right. Yoga and stretching ease chronic back pain. Oh, all right. I got to tell you, you know, guys hate it when we talk about yoga. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of men do yoga, okay? It's not a girly thing, yoga. In fact, I've had men kick my butt in yoga. In fact, I like to go to the back because I just can't handle, you know, being shown up by a man, something that I really should be good at, but I'm not. So we'll talk about that. Honestly, we got to come up with ways to help chronic back pain. You all know I love chiropractic. I think chiropractic, if done well, is amazing. Acupuncture as well. I know a lot of you are dealing with back pain. Some of you are now kind of shifting in your chair as we speak. I am. I'm shifting, you know, just after a while, you know, because you think about it. You got to try not to think about it. That's the key. But it's hard because when something hurts, you know, like when we get headaches, that's the worst. That's why headaches really put us down for the count, because you can't not think about it because it's in your head. You know, sometimes with the elbow, you know, you could get a paper cut on your other hand and maybe not think about it. But, you know, when it comes to headaches and stuff, back pain, we'll talk about that. Also, it looks like there is a spider venom that may be able to fight breast cancer. I am not going to drop a spider in my bra. Not happening. Oh, my gosh, tarantulas. Oh, no way. No way. I'll take the chemo and radiation. All right, so as you can see, a lot to talk about. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have a lot of medical headlines we need to recap from today. Some pretty, pretty cool stuff. And, of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow us on hotmail.com. No, not hotmail.com, Twitter. Follow us on, I'm just, between Facebook and Twitter, we're talking about Facebook, how they think they're amassing a list of non-users, right? Probably to solicit. You know what my problem with Facebook is? Is I'm getting all these girly pictures, these scantily clad girls asking, do I want to be friends with them? And I think I put that I'm a female on Facebook. You know, I mean, where are the scantily dressed men? I'm not getting that. And I'm really tired of these pop-ups. These pop-ups are just driving me absolutely bonkers. Okay. All right. So let's talk about this deadly spider venom used for breast cancer. Now, we've been using venom for a variety of things. You know, remember they found this a gentleman who was bit by a spider and the venom caused him to have like a 6-hour or 8-hour erection. So, you know, they want to use venom for a variety of things. And I think there's supposedly some cool stuff with venom. Remember we were talking about rat saliva has an anticoagulant such that it could still suck the blood of its animal and it doesn't clot. You know, so there's a variety of things we could use from nature. Well, they say right now that venom from deadly funnel web spiders and tarantulas could be used to kill breast cancer cells. Researchers at the University of Queensland's Institute for Molecular Bioscience, that's RUCMB, hope the complex mix of molecules in the venom could offer a natural solution to, okay, well, what do they do? Do you have to put the tarantula in your bra? Okay, they stockpile the venom. They're isolating the molecules. Oh, okay, whew, close one. Okay, and then what they're going to do is they're going to expose the cancer cells to the venom. Okay, be careful, guys, because I don't want you guys making super cancer cells. Okay, I've seen too many movies where you do these experiments where you think it's going to go one way, like The Nutty Professor, right? The Nutty Professor, yeah? It made the mouse big or the gerbil big. I know how this works. Okay, now, we do know also spider venom helps chronic pain. Scorpion venom has actually also been found to bind cancer cells together. So then hopefully if you have one of those suicide cells to kill them all, that's pretty cool. So, you know, this isn't the first time something like this has come up. But what it does is it cements the fact that we have a lot of things in nature floating around that we could possibly use for treatment. We don't have to come up with these, you know, synthetic pills and you know, I mean, not that, you know, but that still have to put the, spider venom in some form of, you know, in a form. Like, we were talking about the Gila monster saliva with one of the diabetic medications, Byetta. You know, they found that that seems to help the incretin effect and help lower blood sugar. So, you know, there's some cool stuff. It's just Gila monsters and spiders. These are some dangerous, poisonous things that, I mean, I'm glad I'm not, you know, in science. I get to be, you know, in a studio and occasionally an ant walks across my desk, but other than that, I'm pretty safe. But I gotta tell you, you know what? I do have my fill. You know, I mean, I, you know, work with a lot of hepatitis and HIV. In fact, one of the articles that came out this week was they say doctors and nurses are still using unsafe needles. Now, I don't know if you've noticed the needles, but, there's supposed to be a needle that prevents any of us from poking each other, right? Even if we're mad at PMS. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
The Dahlia Show. Yeah, that's funny. That movie was on the other day. I was trying to make my kids watch it, and they don't really like 80s movies. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love 80s movies. And I'm like, but look, Iron Man's in that movie. Look, there he is. You know, the guy that played Iron Man. And, you know, of course, that was a scene where Robert Downey Jr. had a bra on his head. And they just didn't like the movie. I'm like, really? And the guy from... Well, they aren't allowed to watch the movie. It's not Hung. What's the one with the guy from Twister? Bill Paxton. He's the one with all the wives. I can't think of the movie. But anyway, or the TV show, where he has multiple wives. He's a polygamist. They don't watch that one. But the guy from Twister, nah, they just had no interest. And it's really frustrating that my kids won't watch a lot of 80s movies. I got them to watch My Cousin Vinny. They thought that was good because they recognized Joe Pesci, you know, which is good. But... you know, I mean, it's just, because these 80 movies were classics. Ferris Bueller, Breakfast Club, you know, but compared to Transformers, it's just too boring. You know, what blows my mind is with Robert Downey Jr., how he was able to make such a comeback. I mean, you know, he was with drugs and I think in rehab and I don't know what happened to him. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he's huge. He's in, of course, Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes. I think he's an excellent actor. But what a comeback. You know, I mean, look, Britney Spears is making a comeback. Everybody loves Britney Spears. I thought everybody thought Britney Spears was a whack job. I thought once she started, you know, cutting off her hair and driving with her kids unseatbelted and no, boy, the media is forgiving. They're forgiving with movie stars. They're not forgiving with politicians. You notice that? That's interesting. That's interesting. You know, you like a movie, even if you don't like the person, you'd be willing to spend money on the movie. But you're not going to vote. You're not going to vote for the politician. I just think it's fascinating. I, because there's some, you know, people that have obviously just not been the most idealistic, yet our kids idolize them and we allow it to happen. All right, so, you know, we're talking about these needles, and they say apparently more than 1,000 hospital workers become infected with HIV or AIDS, hepatitis B or C, and bloodborne pathogens because they aren't using the right type of needles. There's about 800,000 needle stick injuries a year, okay? Now, I know a lot of you are like, I didn't know there was a difference with the needles. Well, there was. A few years back, actually, I think it was back in 2003, 2004, they came out with these needles that are called safety syringes, where after you inject, there's this plastic lever near the base of the needle, so you don't have to go near the tippy point, that you push, and then it self-rolls the cap over the point of the needle. Because a lot of us were capping our needles and sticking ourselves. And, because we didn't want to walk around with a needle that was open, so it would cap the needle. Every time I have stuck myself, it's because I tried to cap the needle for the safety of the others. Right? And then I would sick myself. And it's so frustrating when you do that. So they came out with these safety syringes. So I was excited. So I go to my medical, supply store. I go online and I get ready to buy it. And I find out they're 5-6 times the cost per needle. And I'm like, are you serious? They were so expensive. So, you know, apparently a lot of hospitals, they want to implement these things, but nobody could afford it. You know, that's what's so frustrating. There are a lot of good things out there, but why does it have to be so expensive? Keep in mind, a lot of times doctors and hospitals do not get reimbursed on the injection. So you could be doing the injection for free. Maybe you'll get paid a little bit on the medicine, but you don't get paid on the supplies. You have to buy the supplies. You have to buy the alcohol. You have to buy the needle. You have to buy the syringe, right? You have to buy the sharps container. You have to pay for the needles to be removed. Right? You have to still pay for there to be some sort of a collecting system. And you don't get paid for that. A lot of times you don't. And so it's really frustrating. I know they're frustrated that many doctors haven't taken on these new safety needles. But it's ridiculous. I mean, this is the same conversation we had when we were talking about electronic medical records. Now, electronic medical records, I think most people are for. It saves money. It saves trees. You aren't buying paper. You aren't spending money on toner. You could communicate with other doctors. It's just so expensive. Companies think doctors have thousands upon thousands of dollars they could spend a month. That's ridiculous. For a low-priced, I don't want to say low-priced, but the average electronic medical record system is going to cost $25,000 per provider for setup. Okay, so somebody like me that has me, my husband, Dr. Corey, and two physician assistants, that's $100,000. I don't have $100,000. Let me write on the patient's chart. Let me do it the way we've always done. I'll write on the patient's chart, save $100,000. You think I'm going to put $100,000? Well, you have to do it because Medicare wants it and the government wants it. Well, you know, here's the thing. Okay, if everybody's going to be on the same system, if we're all going to communicate with each other, and you will guarantee me that if my patient goes across country, back east, goes into a hospital, that doctor will be able to access the records without a problem, and if you promise me that it is antivirus safe and hack proof, maybe I'll take out a loan and consider moving over to electronic medical records. But if you can't tell me that my patient's data is going to be safe, and their personal information is going to be safe, and you can't assure me that everybody else is going to be on the same system such that I don't need to change it later, there is no way I'm shelling out the bucks. Now, I mean, I'm for electronic medical records. I think it's wonderful. It's just I don't have $100,000 to do it. Well, Dr. Guy, you don't have to spend $100,000. You could, like, you know, put down $30,000, and you could finance the rest, and then you can do the monthly fees where you have the month. You know, there are some electronic medical record systems where you pay monthly fees. And so $1,000, you know, a month plus the setup, et cetera, you're going to get to $100,000 easy. You know, one of the doctors in town had bought the $100,000 system, had it put into the office. Now, the company wouldn't let him finance through the company. The company wanted to be paid in full. So you have to get a loan from a bank and pay the company in full. Well, he did that. He got a $100,000 loan from the bank, paid the EMR software company in full. They ran. They ran with the money. FBI is on the case. I don't know if they ever found him or whatever. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. I mean, people are upset that doctors and hospitals aren't adopting certain systems or certain things. Now, of course, you know, hospitals now are electronic, et cetera, but I am dying to see how they're going to get all of us on the same system. I mean, I'm just waiting. All right, I'll get electronic medical records if we have to, but it better be the system that everybody else has so we can communicate with each other. Because right now, nobody's communicating with each other. I mean, from what I understand, I think one of the states, all the hospitals in the state, I believe, are on the same system. So I think there's some sort of networking, which makes sense. But if Nevada isn't on the same system as New Mexico, isn't on the same system as Georgia, this ain't happening. And the last thing I'm going to do is invest in a system that you later have to convert. Oh, no way. No way. So, yes, I'm old school. I still have patient charts, and, you know, I write on the charts. It's easy. Nobody can hack into my system. Yes, I am worried about the trees. I love trees. I love our environment, but I mean, I'm sorry. They make these things so gosh darn expensive. Latex gloves, for example. I don't have latex gloves in my office because a lot of people have no idea if they're allergic to latex. Or if they are, and the nurse may not know about it, or somebody may not know about it and draw their blood, or like the visiting phlebotomist from the lab company doesn't know, they could, you know, cause an allergic reaction. So I don't buy the latex. I buy the vinyl or the nitrile gloves. Oh, but they're more expensive. They're a lot more expensive. You see what they do? And they know. They know we have to spend that money. And I'm very frustrated as a doctor because we're not getting paid more. You know, usually when there's inflation and, you know, cost of living goes up, usually you should be able to charge more for your product. That's what they do in restaurants. That's what they do at the grocery store. I can't charge more for my product. The insurance company actually pays me less and less. Medicare is going to come up with, what, 30% cut? Really? And I'm supposed to pay for these? No wonder doctors are going out of business. No wonder doctors are cutting back. And no wonder a lot of doctors aren't taking on EMR. If you can't guarantee the reimbursement is going to pay that back, I mean, the last thing I need is to take on another loan. I just finished paying off my medical supply loan. I mean, then we had to buy a new x-ray. You know, you end up buying a new x-ray machine every few years. You know, we now have one of those fancy schmancy computerized one. We're paying on that. You know, we are always paying on stuff. No, I'm not going to come out with an x-ray. I don't even think the bank would loan it to me, to be honest. When the recession hit a couple years back, and I had perfect credit, and I asked them for a line of credit so I could pay the staff because things got really bad in Las Vegas. People were moving. People were losing jobs left and right, cuts every week. They said no. I go, no, I had perfect credit. They said, yeah, but you won't have perfect credit in the next 6 months. I go, the hell I will. I'm going to pay my bills. They go, look, we're all freezing. None of us are loaning money. So I don't even know if I'd get the extra line of credit. All right, when we come back, more medical news and headlines on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355. 5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on a meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I love the music everybody set me up with. This sounds good. All right. So Mount Etna has erupted. Where's that, in Sicily? It's a beautiful volcano, but it's erupted. See, I thought the Iceland volcano was supposed to erupt. Anyway, I got to find more news. That's breaking news. Mount Etna has erupted. You know, think if it was in Sicily, it would be like, you know, Mount Maria, Anna Maria, you know, something like that. So maybe something a little bit more, you know, but Etna. I don't know. That doesn't sound that Italian to me. All right, let's go through some medical headlines. All right, they found coffee has reduced link to skin cancer, especially the basal cell skin cancer. They said women who drank more than 3 cups of coffee had a 20% reduction in basal cell carcinoma, men a 9% reduction. I don't know why. Nobody knows why. You know, but this is the first time we've heard about this. We've heard that cancer or coffee drinkers have less cancer. Now, basal cell carcinoma is kind of the nice kind that just kind of grows and festers and usually is more localized as opposed to squamous and melanoma that can, you know, metastasize and be very nasty and kill. I'm sure somebody could die from a basal cell carcinoma, but it's very rare. Usually we get rid of it. But if any of your family members or friends have something kind of pink, you know, just kind of you know, stuck there to their face, and it doesn't look like a zit. It could be a basal cell carcinoma. They're usually pink and pearly, so make sure they get it checked out. All right. Also, in medical news, they say HPV may be linked to heart attack and stroke in women. The HPV virus we talk about a lot. That's linked to genital warts. It's linked to cervical cancer, linked to throat cancer, especially in men. Now they're saying there's a link with HPV and heart attack and stroke. They say women with HPV infection are 2.3 more times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke as women who are not infected with the bad strains of HPV. Wow. All right. The study looked at 2,500 women aged 20 to 59. Now, you see, you want to know why I'm so upset with this is because also in the news, the U.S. task force is starting to say, look, just don't do pap smears if they're under 20 years old and over 65. Age 20 and 65, do your pap smear. Now, how do we find out if you have HPV? We do it during your pap smear. We do the pap smear. We find out if you have HPV. I think it is so valuable to check that stuff out. And so I'm very, very concerned that they're starting to limit people, saying, now we don't have to look. Well, if now they're linking HPV to heart attack and stroke, don't you think us older women are going to want to know about it? Well, they need to come up with another cheaper test, Dr. Dahlia. Honestly, I think when you start to look at how expensive it is to figure out how else to test for HPV, they're going to just say, you want to know what? Let's just do the PAPS test. And, of course, you know, remember, women still have a vagina. They still have ovaries, and these things need to be checked. So, when these task force, it's funny because we had a caller asking exactly who's on the task force. Who are these people? Well, they're supposed to be qualified. They're supposed to know how to read a study. They're supposed to be, pretty diversified. They're supposed to be willing to read studies and analyze and use evidence-based medicine. And, you know, I was even thinking about applying, but I don't think I could put up with these guys. They also said you got to get along with peers. Trust me, I'm not going to get along with anybody in that room if they start to say no pap smears for people under 20 and over 65. I'd be like, what the heck? But then again, maybe somebody like me needs to be in the room. You know, I mean, maybe we need to raise some hell. But either way, just because the U.S. task force comes up with a guideline doesn't mean you have to change your whole way of living and your whole way of management. No, you do what's right for you. Now, why do I think HPV causes heart disease? I have no idea why there's a link. I don't even think they do. I don't know. But, you know, you wonder. The reason why you wonder is 20% of people with no high cholesterol, or 20% of people that have heart disease had normal cholesterol. So you wonder, you know, we all had thought that somebody has heart disease because they have high cholesterol. Well, not always. Some of them are getting calcium buildup. Some of them are having other issues with heart disease. 20%, that's 1 out of 5. So 1 out of 5 heart attacks wasn't because of cholesterol. And if that's the case, they need to find out why. And if it turns out that it's HPV, maybe we really need to vaccinate everybody. Okay, there's more to this HPV, and they're finding out about it day after day after day. Scary stuff. Now, we also talked about earlier in the show about the VAP cholesterol panel and the NMR profile to find out, should you spend the extra money on the blood work panel to find out about the particles of bad cholesterol. We talked about what those particles meant. You know, basically, your bad cholesterol could be divided into these nice, fluffy, large particles or these very dense, packed particles that clog your artery. And we have found many people with normal cholesterol, you actually divide up their LDL to see if they have nasty particles, and they do. So a lot of people that aren't getting treated or they think their cholesterol is normal, they can eat like crap, actually are at risk for heart disease because they have those very high, nasty LDL particles. Or you have people that think they're in good shape, right, and their LDL is low, and then when you break it up, you see that they have high levels. And I talked about how I took care of a gentleman in medical school, and I sent him home without cholesterol medication because he had a heart attack, but his cholesterol was normal. And the doctor screamed at me and said whatever his cholesterol level was obviously too high for him. We aren't supposed to treat people, you know, robotically. Everybody's a person. Everybody's a human being. And you need to show love. You need to show care. You need to show some individual thinking. Sorry. Am I getting too mushy? Am I really getting too mushy for you all? Doctors can get lovey-dovey. Okay, you know what, guys? Okay, if you want a stoic doctor that says everybody could just kiss their butt, I'll do that. But no, you have to have some heart. You need to look at somebody and not as a number. Because I'm going to tell you something. Most of the time when we find prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, colon cancer, it's because we didn't treat everybody the same. we decide to look differently. That's why I can't stand the U.S. Preventive Task Force coming up with their guidelines, because what's going to happen is insurance companies are going to follow suit. They'll say, look, we don't have to cover it. This came from the government. The government said we don't need to screen for PSA. If you want a PSA, you pay for it yourself. I was talking earlier. I had a new patient come in whose husband is dying of colon cancer. He's only 46 years old. He has stage 4 colon cancer, which means, he's had colon cancer for at least 10 years, maybe longer. Okay, you don't really see a lot of 30-year-olds come in with colon cancer. Okay, we're going to have to start screening. We're going to have to start doing things before people get sick. That's the whole point. That's why America has the best health system, you know, and some of the best health care in the world. Now, true, we have to increase our access. We've got to make the access better. And we've got to figure out ways to cut costs. I'm with that. Okay, just because I dislike Obamacare doesn't mean I'm against some sort of reform. There has to be some sort of reform. There has to be. Okay, because, you know, people need to get access to health care. We can't just throw everybody on Medicaid because the states are going broke. So, yes, something has to be done. I don't know what the answer is. Okay, I mean, you know, if we're starting to find colon cancer and heart disease and 30-year-olds, yes, things are going to get more expensive. So, of course, what's the government trying to do? They're trying to get healthy people to pay into the system. Not working. Healthy people don't have money right now. We're in a recession. See, I don't know if the government realizes that. They keep saying the recession's over. Is it over? Are any of you guys feeling the recession's over? I don't feel it. I don't feel it one bit. We're still buying Top Ramen for dinner, and it's good though. I like Top Ramen, but I mean, no, we're not going out to eat. We're not. I still don't see the savings rise at all. I mean, you know, we're still in a recession, if not a depression. I still have patients, you know, out of work. So, this healthcare system and what has to be done is going to be something that's going to take decades to fix. And of course, my concern is there's a lot of pressure right now on the conservative movement to do something if they repeal Obamacare. Yeah, I mean, repealing Obamacare is a good start because hopefully we'll get jobs back. But, you know, if the Republicans take over in 2012, how are they going to fix this problem in one administration? You can't. And you would be a liar if you said you could. Okay? If you promise health care to everybody, somebody's got to cut. You could give health care to everybody if it is a very cheap plan that has maybe some penicillin, a generic cholesterol medicine, a generic high blood pressure medicine, and it doesn't allow fancy schmancy transplants and cancer therapy. Yeah, you could do it. You could get everybody covered. But if you want to give a Medicaid patient a double hand transplant, let's say, all right, or a face transplant, we're going to need healthy people putting money into the system. So they're either going to have to tax everybody, which is a moot point because a third of Americans don't even pay taxes. So then you're going to have to tax the two-thirds of the country that pay taxes even more, and you're going to have revolts. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, more medical headlines, 1-877-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Why don't you guys dance to the music? Really, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. Even though it's on AM radio or XM satellite, you can still boogie. You really can. Okay, you can kind of shake your boogie. Well, we need to be exercising. All right, also in medical headlines today. Oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Pretty easy. Visit our website at drdahlia.com. Yes, I got my new headshot. You want to know what's cool about headshots? Is not only do they take away the blemishes, but they add to your teeth. I have a chipped tooth. It was Thanksgiving years ago in the late 80s or early 90s, and I chipped a tooth during Thanksgiving. And, of course, I haven't gotten it fixed because I didn't think anybody noticed it, of course, until I saw my headshot, and they're able to draw in the tooth. So, yeah, pretty good. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you all that. I'm supposed to pretend I look like that. Now, I mean, just a little chip. But, now it's funny. Now, when with photography, you don't even have to get cosmetic surgery. I mean, I can understand if I'm going to be live on TV, yes, I'll have to do something. But, you know, if all it is taking pictures, they could just draw everything in. They can even make you skinnier. I don't even have to go on a diet. This is just awesome. Okay. All right, so anyway, that's me on my website. Please also sign in to our guest book. When you sign into your guest book, I know where you're listening from. I even know if you're listening. And I know if you like the show. If you don't like the show, don't sign it. I don't care. Okay, so let's talk about some medical headlines. So they say most consumers do not read the they may read the nutrition labels, but they only read the top five lines. Of course they do. Of course they do. I don't like reading nutrition labels. It's not as interesting as the Inquirer, the Star. What, J-Lo is now possibly going out with Bradley Cooper? Is that what's going on? That stuff's cool. I like Bradley Cooper from A-Team and Hangover. Oh, I just saw Hangover, too. That was hilarious. Okay, see, that kind of news I like. I don't like to read the nutrition labels because it depresses me. But I think nutrition labels are misleading. Okay, you know, you could get something kind of sugary, and you read the caloric content, and it says 200 calories. So you're thinking, okay, well, if I have this for dinner, I'm good. I'm having a 200-calorie dinner. But for some reason, calories in don't equal calories out. And a soda pop or a candy bar, for the same amount of calories than your salad and vegetables, you're going to metabolize your salads and vegetables a heck of a lot better than you are going to chocolate and soda pop. So the calories aren't equal. It's not equal calories. So I know a lot of us take a look at this and go, you know what? It's misleading. I'm still going to gain weight. What's the point? Well, you know, just humor them. You're paying for it anyway. The product's costlier because you're paying for it. Just read it anyway. Especially concentrate on the sodium. The sodium and the cholesterol, I think, are biggie, especially if you have to cut back on that. But no, people don't read. Also, we don't have time. I mean, when I shop, I have very little amount of time. One, I probably have to pee. You know, because I'm coming home from my drive home, and then I decide to stop into the grocery market. So I usually have to pee, but I don't like to pee at the grocery store because I don't know what to do with my basket, because you can't take the basket in the toilet. So what I do, into the bathroom. So I power shop. I throw whatever's in there. I go, you know, whatever's cheap, right? I look at the Co-Dates, grab my Ho-Hos, of course, you know, and then I rush out, make it to the car, and, you know, so I'm not reading the labels either, and I need to. You know, but I think we're lazy. Let's talk about lazy. Looks like video games help treat lazy eye. You know how kids sometimes have an eye that wanders, kind of looks off to the side. So as young kids, we have to patch the good eye. You patch the good eye so the bad eye has to work. And the kids hate that because they don't like walking around, right, looking like, you know. Did Kojak have a cover eye? I know Moshe Dayan had an eye that was covered. Who else had an eye patch? Well, the guy on Boardwalk Empire, one of his eyes is covered. But anyway, so the kids don't like walking around with an eye patch. Well, they found, usually you can't do much by the time the kids are over 10 years old, but they found, they tested 100 kids between 10 and 18, right? And 60% of the kids showed at least some improvement playing video games. They had them play video games. A daily video game regimen. Oh, that had to have been a hard study. I bet the dads want to play too. And then they took the supplement cytocholine, which is associated with improved brain function. They found that they had improvement with the lazy eye. How did these kids get old enough with the lazy eye without anything getting done? Well, huh. Okay, now they aren't saying what video game. See, to me, a video game is Pac-Man. Okay, I know now the video games are on Xbox and there's all these people and blood and cuss words and I don't like those. I think a video game should be one of the ones you stand at. You notice we used to get more exercise playing video games. Remember we'd stand and sweat? You know, using the joystick and trying to, you know, tilt the pinball machine, you know, we're always trying to hit it with our butt and we'd be moving and dancing around while playing Pac-Man. You moved a lot with video games now. I mean, Pong, you're right, Pong we didn't do much with. You know, we were so in awe that our TV could do something like that. But when you'd stand in front of an Atari game, you worked out a lot more. Now, No, not moving at all. So I'm not a big fan of the video games now. They kind of look boring. I liked Wii. Wii was fun, you know, because you move. All right. Looks like people are stealing x-rays for cash. Apparently, there's been three hospitals that have had x-rays stolen because what people do with these x-rays, now nobody wants to buy a chest x-ray, but they want to buy the silver that's in the x-ray. So there's chemicals to wash out the x-ray. I'm not trying to give you guys ideas in this recession. Don't do it. Okay, you'll go to jail. But apparently, there's silver in them. So, yeah, I'm reading you the medical headlines. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Okay, Michael Jackson, defense team is now on the case. All right? They're trying to prove that Michael Jackson administered the propofol himself, woke up, leaned over to the IV, opened up the IV tubing, so he got the propofol himself. Again, even if that's the case, it incriminates the doctor. Why would Dr. Murray have something like that at his disposal? you remove the IV and you leave a Heplock in. But I told you what I predicted earlier in the show. I think Conrad Murray will lose his license, will probably be, I think they would rule that he did commit malpractice, but I don't think it's going to be involuntary manslaughter. I think what they're going to do is just like with My Cousin Vinny, they're going to poke holes in the prosecution's case to the point where they'll have to say, you got to quit. That's what I think is going to happen. I'm not saying I'm for it, but that's what I think is going to happen. All right. Talk about how dentists are now offering to buy back candy. There's a dentist in Ohio offering to buy back kids' Halloween candy, right, for $1 a pound. Now, we've talked about Halloween candy on the show. I personally like the candy bars. What you do is you drive your kids to one of the wealthy areas in town. These people don't know, especially your kids are wearing masks. And you take the kids around to the wealthy areas because usually they give out whole candy bars. Okay, if you go to the cheap areas where a lot of us live, no, they give you dum-dums. Okay, we don't want dum-dums. We don't want the Tootsie Pops. We don't want those 5-cent bubblegum things that are horrible where the flavor only lasts 5 minutes, and we really don't want Tootsie Rolls. I can't stand Tootsie Rolls. They're fake chocolate. Okay, but if you guys want to make some money, you wrap all this stuff. It's got to be unopened. And then you could bring it to the dentist. There's some local dentist in town. I'm sure you could find it and make some money. $1 a pound. All right, that'll be good. So see, here's my problem. I want to eat the good candy, though. Yeah. All right. Another egg recall. Salmonella probe in Minnesota. The Larry Schultz Organic Farm. 6 people got sick. Nobody died. Threw a hospital. Everybody was fine. I don't know if they were doing sunny side up. I don't know what they were doing with the eggs. But you're supposed to cook your eggs, people. Okay. Remember, these foods have salmonella. Now, I don't know if they had extra salmonella. I'm not sure what's going on, but they're doing a recall. Any issues with recall, contact the FDA. Because it's too boring for me to bring up all the names, all right? Okay, so we were talking about the LDL cholesterol. They're also in the medical news today. They said soy protein improves your lipid profiles. If you could get soy protein in you, I don't know if that's the edamames or the soy milk, that could actually lower your LDL and raise your HDL. HDL is the good cholesterol. LDL is the bad cholesterol. So soy protein, even though a lot of us, we like our steaks and our T-bones, me especially, some good stuff. Also, medical news, they say these fizzy drinks make teens explode. They get very aggressive. Kids that drink more than 5 cans of soft drinks a week are more likely to carry a weapon or be violent with their peers. This was a study at the University of Vermont. All right. Apparently, they found that kids that are drinking lots of sugary drinks and soda have poor mental health, diminished social abilities, and they seem to be more aggressive. Now, that's interesting. My cat gets really aggressive when we give him catnip. Catnip's supposed to make him happy. And that looks like it's not happening. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. And if I'm off air and you have medical questions, call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Peace out.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.